You're listening to Deep Spirituality, and this is Scripture Playlists. Today's topic is God's Guide to Growing. While we often want to experience growth in different areas of our lives, it can be difficult to believe that it's possible. Can we really change or become greater than who we are today? God loves us and is capable of doing far more than we could ask or imagine. He not only desires for us to grow, but also enjoys the process of helping us become who we're meant to be. Check out these verses to learn how God wants us to grow and change our lives. Ephesians 1, verse 5 to 8. Because of his love, God had already decided to make us his own children through Jesus Christ. That was what he wanted and what pleased him. And it brings praise to God because of his wonderful grace. God gave that grace to us freely in Christ, the one he loves. In Christ, we are set free by the blood of his death, and so we have forgiveness of sins. How rich is God's grace, which he has given to us so fully and freely. Isaiah 41, verse 10. Do not yield to fear, for I am always near. Never turn your gaze from me, for I am your faithful God. I will infuse you with my strength and help you in every situation. I will hold you firmly with my victorious right hand. Philippians 1:9. I pray that your love will keep on growing. Hebrews 6:10-12. God is fair, and he will remember all the work you have done. He will remember that you showed your love to him by helping his people and that you continue to help them. We want each of you to be willing and eager to show your love like that the rest of your life. Then you will be sure to get what you hope for. We don't want you to be lazy. We want you to be like those who, because of their faith and patience, will get what God has promised. 2 Peter 1, verse 5 to 8. Do your best to improve your faith. You can do this by adding goodness, understanding, self-control, patience, devotion to God, concern for others, and love. If you keep growing in this way, it will show that what you know about our Lord Jesus Christ has made your lives useful and meaningful. Galatians 6, verse 9 to 10. So let's not get tired of doing what is good. At just the right time, we will reap a harvest of blessing if we don't give up. Therefore, whenever we have the opportunity, we should do good to everyone, especially to those in the family of faith. Galatians 5, verse 25 to 26. Since this is the kind of life we have chosen, the life of the Spirit, let us make sure that we do not just hold it as an idea in our heads or a sentiment in our hearts, but work out its implications in every detail of our lives. That means we will not compare ourselves with each other as if one of us were better and another worse. We have far more interesting things to do with our lives. Each of us is an original. Philippians 3, verse 12 to 14. I do not mean that I am already as God wants me to be. I have not yet reached that goal, but I continue trying to reach it and to make it mine. Christ wants me to do that, which is the reason he made me his. Brothers and sisters, I know that I have not yet reached that goal, but there is one thing I always do. Forgetting the past and straining toward what is ahead, I keep trying to reach the goal and get the prize for which God called me through Christ to the life above. Ephesians 4, 15 to 16. We will speak the truth in love, growing in every way more and more like Christ, who is the head of his body, the church. He makes the whole body fit together perfectly. As each part does its own special work, it helps the other parts grow so that the whole body is healthy and growing and full of love. 1 Corinthians 14, verse 1. Let love be your highest goal. As we close, take a minute to think about an area of your life in which you want to grow. Choose one of these passages of the Bible or another you find on your own to commit yourself to growing in that area of your life. Then find a friend. Who can you go through this growth process with together? This has been Scripture Playlists from Deep Spirituality. You can find all the references for the scriptures we read today in the show notes, including the translations used. If you like what you heard, please leave us a nice review. If you have a topic you'd like to hear, you can email us at podcast@deepspirituality.com.